Julia Bullock has just released her debut solo album.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
The classical singer has crafted an unconventional career, and our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinga, says her new album, not surprisingly, has its quirks.
Because Julia Bullock's voice is so expressive and velvety, you'd think the 35-year-old soprano from St. Louis would be 100% locked into opera. She isn't. In fact, you won't find any on her debut album, Walking in the Dark. Instead, she offers songs slightly out in left field.
One by one in the dark, we go walking. As we wander through the grass, we can hear each other pass, but we're far apart.
With elegantly sculpted phrases, Bullock transforms this introspective little song into something profound, like Schubert in a pensive mood. One by One is by Connie Converse, an obscure singer-songwriter from the 1950s who never cut an album and disappeared mysteriously. The following track, Polar Opposite. I said there's no opera here, but that doesn't mean there isn't any dramatic music. Darkness engenders violence, Bullock sings from El Niño, an arresting reconsideration of the Nativity story by John Adams. This music not only represents Bullock as a go-to singer for Adams, she's had key roles in three of his productions, but points to the curatorial rigor in the themes Bullock threads through Walking in the Dark, namely darkness, social justice, and the spirit of Nina Simone. Bullock sings three songs Simone covered, including Brown Baby.
I want you to stand up tall and proud, and I want you to speak up clear and loud.
The anchor of Bullock's album is a nocturnal meditation on time and place, a searching performance of Samuel Barber's orchestral tableau, Knoxville, Summer of 1915. It's a warm summer night. In the backyard, a small boy ponders his life and his family.
One is an artist, he's living at home. One is a musician, she's living at home. One is my mother, I want to live.
From Barber's Summer Night, Bullock shifts to a winter morning sky to close the album with Who Knows Where the Time Goes, a Sandy Denny song covered by many, including Nina Simone. Bullock reharmonizes the song and paints it in minor key colors and broad meditative strokes. If you know the majestic Judy Collins version, you might be in for a shock.
Before the winter fall, we'll still be dreaming. I do not count the time.
With its smart, wildly diverse repertoire, Julia Bullock's Walking in the Dark is an album that shines, introducing us to an artist building a career on her own distinctive terms.
Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the
The album is Walking in the Dark by Julia Bullock. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinga.